This week, Sister Leah Matthews preaches a sermon titled, To Know Him.
Oh, God is good. Amen. Oh, man. I don't know, is anyone else kind of like you just, my hands are shaking? I don't know if it's because I'm nervous or is it just being in his presence? But, oh, my heart is overwhelmed. My soul is overwhelmed. I don't know about anybody else, but I love being in his presence. I love to worship him. I love, why? Because it's such a privilege. It's such a privilege to be able to be in his presence. Huh. Okay, yes. I've got tissues, so I am a bit of an emotional person, so I apologize right now. But I first want to say thank you. Thank you, young adults, for embracing me. I'm coming on my one-year anniversary of completely moving and transitioning into Indianapolis, and I'm thankful. Thank you. And Lopez family, you guys are awesome people. And I don't just say that just to say you're awesome, but truly, you're awesome in the sense of not just leadership, but the example, the life that you live. That speaks louder than words, truly. And leadership of the young adults. I love the opportunity to be able to come up here and to eat meat, okay? Not just drink milk, but eat meat. And so Sister Troxel, I know I saw her in here teaching, Brother Brzezinski teaching, Sister Wolf teaching, and I'm naming names and I know I'm forgetting somebody. People, yes, I got it right there in big caps, the Killmans. Hallelujah. Truly, truly, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be a part. I'm thankful, you know, for what I feel and to be able to be here. And I count it a privilege to be able to speak. And I apologize for this big old thing because my printer didn't work. And usually it does, but it just did not today. So hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, I'm going to speak on something that may even be elementary and simple. But I'm just going to give it to you the way God gave it to me. Is that okay? Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And it says, that I may know him. Oh, I still hear pages turning, so I'll wait a little bit. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And let me say, I just felt like God has just been confirming and confirming and confirming since the time I got the text. And it just was like, boop. I said, okay, God. All right. And then tonight, like, Lord, you're so funny, Jesus. You just read on and confirm. So thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Read that again. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Again, like I said, I'm just going to give it to you the way God gave it to me. And it may simply be elementary, but I hope and I pray that God speaks to you through this the way he spoke to me. And what I want to talk about tonight is to know him. To know him. One more time, can we lift up our voices? And can we just exalt him? God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence that is here. We thank you, God, for your glory and your anointing that's in this service tonight, God. Lord, we open up our hearts and we open up our ears, God, for your will to continue to be done in this service, Lord. We know that your word is anointed. Praying that, God, you will anoint the mouthpiece and anoint our ears, oh God, that when your word goes forth, Lord, we may not hear only, God, but it may be planted within us that we may do, that God, you may speak to us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I said, God, whatever you want to do, you just do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to come with any expectations but one, that your will be done. So, this scripture here, I'm sure we've got Bible college students that are here. And like I said, I'm a simple-minded person, but I'm hungry to know and to receive as much of him as possible. And so this word is speaking of knowing God. The word to know, it's in reference to relationship and having intimacy with God. See, I want to have not just an ordinary relationship. I want extraordinary. I want as much of God as I can receive. I understand, and actually Jen and I were talking about it the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, that when you think about Moses, that he couldn't be able to receive all of God because his humanity would not be able to hold it. But you know what, God, I don't want to have that as simply an excuse. I want to receive and to know as much of you that I can be able to attain and receive. That God, I don't want to just simply settle for the here and the now and the normal, but God, I'm hungry for something more. I'm hungry, God, for more of your presence. I'm hungry, God, for more of your power. I'm hungry, God, for more of your anointing. I'm hungry, God, for you. I'm hungry, God, for you. Because we can see that when we walk this walk and in this everyday life, that we can find a whole lot of things to fill it in. But Lord, it is you. So In talking about this intimate relationship with him, in knowing him, I desire to want to know him in this type of sense. I want to know the character of God. I want to know the heartbeat of God. I want to know his thoughts. I want to understand his mind and his thinking. I want to know his likes. I want to know his dislikes. I want to know any and everything that I can about him. Not everybody's like that. But I want to be that one to pursue after him, because you know what? He's pursued you and I like that. Who am I to give him any less? Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the deepest intents of our hearts, our thoughts. He knows them before we even think them. And so, God, I want to have the same type of desire that you have for me. You said that you know even the hairs on my head. But, God, I want to know you. I want to know secrets. I want to have the type of relationship with you that I know you when you speak. That even when it's in a still small voice, that I know your voice. That God, when you're nudging me, that I'm able to walk in a confidence, not in a confidence in my own flesh, not in my own talent, not in my own ability, but I walk in a confidence because I know in whom I serve. I know who my God is. I know who my maker is. I know who my creator is, that I am his and he is mine. Hallelujah. That's the kind of knowing him that I desire, to know him. To know him. not just know about him, but to know him. I want to pursue his presence. See, I know I may not know a whole lot, but what I've learned in my walk with God so far is that it's real easy to become the one to seek the hand of God. What do I mean by that? That the type of relationship that I have is, God, I need. God, give me. God, I want. God, I desire. But it's just me, 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 I. But I want it to be the type of relationship where I seek his face. That it's not simply about the hand. Yes, we come to those moments when we need him, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't want it to be to the point that everything that I pray about, the only time that I seek him is when I need him. But I want to pursue his presence. God, I want to know you. Because in seeking your presence, I come to you not because I need, but I come to you because I desire simply you. Your presence, not because of what you do, but because of who you are. That I don't serve you because of the blessings that you give me, but I serve you, God, because you truly are the King of Kings and that you are the Lord of Lords. I don't serve you just simply out of fear, but I serve you, God, out of love. I serve you, God, out of desire, because I recognize and I realize who you are. You truly are the one true God. You are the one that created the heavens, the stars, the moon, the space, everything, but yet and still you have time to desire to have a relationship with someone like me. Who am I? But no one. But God, I desire you. You first loved me. I want to know you. I love how David said, as the deer panteth after the water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. For my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. See, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. He's moving. He's moving. He's moving here tonight. We see the direction that he's taking, not just this church, but where he's taking his church. And because he's living, God, I'm pursuing your presence. I'm pursuing after you. I pant after you, God. Wherever you go, I will go. You say to turn here? Yes, Lord, I'm going to go. You say to stay right here and wait on me? Then yes, Lord, I will wait. Simply just to know you. To know you. I love how he said, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. See, God, I want to see you move, not just in these four walls, but I want to see you move, God, on my campus. I want to see you move, God, in my home. I want to see you living, moving, breathing, God, in my workplace. I want to know you, God. I want to know you. That's my desire. And so I asked God. I told you I'm a simple person. I ask a lot of questions. I asked him, can you walk with God and not know him? The answer to that question is, yeah. You can walk with him and not even know who he is. If it's okay, I'm going to take a little time right here to share a personal testimony. I'm sure that doesn't happen to anybody else in here but me. But I found myself when, right after I graduated from college, Bible college, and I went home, and I felt like I was living the dream, working for the church, working for God full time. Being able to just, oh my goodness, teach a Bible study at a drop of a hat. I'm able to go to conference, feel Jesus. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm living the dream. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And God woke me up one Sunday morning, and I had never, ever in my walk with him ever felt so heavy before. And God had said, you know, Leah, your heart is so far from me. I'm like, what are you talking about, Lord? I mean, I'm busy to the point that I'm about to like drop dead into bed every day. How can this be? I'm praying every day. I'm reading my word. I mean, how can my heart be so far? And it's realizing that it became routine. I'm living for God out of obligation. That I was busy about the work. And I didn't connect. I was no longer in pursuit. That songs just simply became another song that I sang. That I learned when to clap my hands. I learned how to sing it. You learn. And I realized, God, how did I even get here? How did I get to this place, and how did I get to this point? That, Lord, I'm doing the work, and I'm busy about the work, and I'm walking with you. But I no longer really know you. And it was at that moment I had to fall on my face and repent and say, God, forgive me. Because I lost sight of you. Living the dream, doing it. But my relationship with you is not where it needs to be. Man, so like I told y'all, I'm an emotional person, so sorry. Got up from there, got to service. I'm like, Lord, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to pray in the prayer hall. I'm going to stay in the altar. I ain't going to touch nobody. I'm not going to pray for nobody. I'm just going to be before you. Extreme. And that's not what God was saying. But it was just the eye-opener. Because after that moment, you good old pastor, I love Pastor Libby. Man, he's just, you know, in tune in the spirit. Give you a call. Hey, I want you to be ready this morning. I said, I wasn't going to do nothing, God. I was just going to stay in the altar. But it was different. Because it stood up there with a reverence, understanding that, you know what? He can use anybody. He doesn't need you or me. But he chose you and I. We have the opportunity to be his hands. We have the opportunity to be his feet. We have the privilege to be his mouthpiece. And so, God, whatever you've got to do, do it through me. As he said tonight in Isaiah, that, Lord, you're calling people and you're beckoning people. Here I am, God. Use me. Move through me. I don't need any kind of rock to cry out. I don't want anyone to take my place. But God, if you can do it through me. Oh, Lord. God, to know you, have the relationship with you, and understanding that it's in the closer I get to him, the more I am conformed to his likeness. That's the reason why it is so important to not simply maintain your relationship, but it may be ever growing. Because the moment that God, I become stagnant, God, shake me again. Rekindle the fire again. Bring those monuments and memorials that you built in my life back to the forefront of my remembrance so that God, once again, I can stand not simply just in right relationship, but that God, I may ever be pursuing you. If it's okay, I'm gonna read that same passage out of the Amplified. And if that offends anyone, I'm sorry, I apologize, but here we go. And that I may actually be conformed, or I'm sorry, that I may actually be found and known as in him, not having any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own, but or based on my obedience to the law's demands, its ritualistic uprightness, and supposed to be right standing with God, thus acquired, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the anointed one, the truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving grace. Verse 10, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers, that I may so share his sufferings as to be continually conformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death. See, I'm hungry. I'm hungry to know him. I don't want to just know about him. I don't want to just walk with him, but I want to know him. I want this walk, as it says, to progressively, that I may progressively become more deeply acquainted and intimately acquainted with him. Why? What is the purpose? Again, because in knowing him, I get closer to him. And the closer I get to him, I'm able to see him for who he is. And when I see him and I look at him, and then that reflection comes back and I see myself, it's not an easy thing, but I see my downfalls, I see my flaws, I see my weaknesses, and no, it's not to beat me up, but it's so that he can work things out of me, so that he can work what he needs in me in order for me to be able to reflect him, so that when people see me, they don't see this flesh, but they see him, they see his power, they see his glory, they see his anointing, so that when I step foot on a campus or in my school or in my workplace, people are hungry and desiring to know there's something different about him. There's something different about her. I can't put my finger on it, but whatever it is they've got, I've got to have. Whatever is burning in them, I'm hungry for it. That's the purpose. That's the reason that we walk the way we do, that we talk the way we do, so that God, I may be in relationship with you, that I come to know you, so that people may come to know who you are. That's my desire, to know him, to know him. I want to reflect him. Not me. Hide me in the cross, God. But that, Lord, when I'm at the gas station and I'm pumping my gas, that someone sees the smile on my face, and you say, how you doing? And they're looking to say, something is different about you. You're right, there is something different. I'm no different from you, but my God is what's different from everything else in this world. And that's what I know. I know him. Do you want to know him? You can know him. Just like he touched a broken soul like me, he can touch you. Just like he took time out to reach down and fill a 13-year-old little girl with no purpose and no plan, he can do the same exact thing for you. Whatever your testimony may be, the same thing that God, where is Janae, where she shared tonight, what a powerful testimony to say that God kept me. God sustained me. God covered me. That you can share that to say that God did it for me. He can do the same thing for you. I know this God. Do you want to know him? That's the purpose. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men." That's why we do what we do, so that we become God's epistles. We are examples. We are the living, moving, tangible, touchable, breathing Bible. Because some people, I know it's Indianapolis, and we got, I don't know how many apostolic churches, but we've got lost people. And there are people that have never stepped foot in a church. There are people who have never opened up a Bible. But see, this is the wonderful privilege that we have, that when they see the life that we live, not to say that I've attained, but because of the grace, because of the goodness, because of the mercy of God, because he's working on my life, that his word is written all over it, so that God, when they see this life that is lived, that they are able to read your words in the life that I live. We are to be his living epistles. And we only become that when we know him. He is his word. It's not simply just to know a little bit of this and a little bit of that. He said it, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word became flesh. We know it. We've read it. We've heard it. He cannot separate himself from his Word, but how can I say that I know him if I don't know his Word? If I don't know his Word, then I don't know him. If I don't have that kind of relationship with his Word, then I really and truly don't have that kind of relationship. Why? What are you talking about? Because when he says, I'm looking for true worshipers, I'm looking for those that worship me in spirit and in truth, that I have an understanding, not just the Word, but also worshiping in spirit, that there's life. But then I can't just be the one that's all emotional, you know, just all crying and feeling the heebie-jeebies. But I've got to balance that out with the Word. I've got to have them both. I can't have one without the other. But God, I've got to know you. I've got to know you. We come in contact with these people every day, every single day. See, as one who was not raised in church, but seeing a young person that was different and being the one on that side saying, there's something different about her, and I want that. I want that. She can't possibly be that happy all day, every day, but I want it. Being that person, I'll say, we can't keep it to ourselves. Who am I? if he took time out from me, for me to keep it to myself, he gave me the answer. He gave me the answer to the question I continuously asked, what is my purpose, God? Why am I here? What is this life for? And he gave me the answer. It's me. And your purpose is to please me. Your purpose is to have relationship with me. And I have that answer. Who am I to keep it to myself? Say it's us four no more. That they've got to come. No, I've got to give it. I've got to share it. Because that's what I learned in that time that I had it. But if I don't allow it to flow, it's going to become stagnant. But it's when I give it, he refills. And when I give some more, he pours in more. That even in the midst of the trials and the things that I go through, that even when I reach out and I look past my own world, I look past my own failings in the sense of not getting just stuck right here, but saying, nevertheless, God, continue to work on me. And God, I know I'm not perfect, but God, if you will use me, and I'm allowing him to be my hands and feet, that he breathes life and he moves through me in order to touch somebody else, that he takes care of all of that. That my relationship doesn't become stagnant. To know him. Hallelujah. We can all stand. I absolutely cannot take any credit for this Greek because I am so simple. And even at IBC, I did not take Hebrew and Greek because I was not smart enough. But I'm thankful that I have in my life someone that is. Hallelujah. Sister Mass, praise God. John chapter 2, verse 23-25 says, now when he was in Jerusalem, speaking of Jesus at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. That Greek word that I'm not even going to try and pronounce. But the Greek word that's for believe, meaning to commit, have faith to believe. The same word is that word that was used in commit, but just in a different tense. And so looking at that, you have people there who said, I believe in Christ, when they saw the miracles that he did. But Jesus said, I can't even commit myself to those words, to those people. Why? Because he knew their heart. Oh God, I don't want you to say that about me. I want the relationship that I have with you, that you know me. Yes, you know my downfalls, you know my faults, but you know my desire and my hunger is true and pure. That when I say, God, I know you, that you're able to look and say, yes, that is my child. I have relationship with them. God, I want it to be that when I say, I know you, that God, you're able to testify on my behalf, to count me in as one of yours. God, I don't want my life to be in the end to hear you say, depart from me, for I did not know you. But Lord, when I stand before you, I want you to say, enter in thy good and faithful servant. Why? Because you weren't ashamed of me. Because I know you. We can lift up our hands. God, the desire is here. And I thank you, God, for your power and your presence and glory and anointing that has been here, God, even before we had service. I pray, God, that Lord, within us, Lord, if there are ones of us, Lord God, that the fire has gone down, I pray that tonight, God, there may be a rekindling. that God, if there is someone here, Lord, tonight that doesn't know you, that God, it just takes the one match, the one fire, the one flame for you, God, to begin a relationship with someone tonight. God, I pray that someone who may have drifted far off, that God, they may be the prodigal, but Lord, they won't allow the past to inhibit them, but that God, they may be, as David said, to God, pant after you, to pursue your presence, to pursue after you, to know you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we take authority over doubt. We take authority over fear. And in the name of Jesus, we release faith. We release, God, your confidence. We release, God, your anointing, because it is your anointing, God, that will break yokes, that will break bondage, God. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, and we give you the praise because you're worthy. Because you're worthy. Because you're worthy, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.